Hey babes, it's Kayla Kraft with the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. I'm a mom of three littles, ER nurse turned self-made millionaire, and lifestyle entrepreneur. I am bringing you inspiring stories, business and mindset tips to help you be shameless in pursuing your ambitions. Hey girl, sometimes you win and sometimes you learn. Today, I'm going to be reviewing John Maxwell's Sometimes You Win, Sometimes You Learn book. And for those of you guys that don't know, I got certified by John Maxwell a couple years back through his leadership program. And so I am obsessed with all of his books, and his leadership concepts are ones that we will be focusing on in the network marketing bootcamp. So if you guys are in network marketing and you're looking to level up your leadership and really start growing your team and making some big bucks, you got to join the bootcamp. So DM me on Instagram or check the show notes for the link because it starts October 3rd. All right. So let's get into today. First of all, I just want to say thank you for all of you guys that are sharing this podcast like crazy. Seriously, I love seeing that most of you guys get pumped up and go and take massive action after you listen to this podcast. That is the number one reason why I started this podcast. Was because I wanted to not only inspire people to grow in their life, but actually to help them start seeing some results income-wise. And I see, you know, just so many people making, whether it's an extra $500 a month or thousands of dollars extra after listening to this podcast. And I want to shout out our review of the week. It comes from Hillary C. And she gave us a 5-star review. Kayla gives me life, ! Yay. Says, not only has Kayla's messages helped my business over the last year, but she also turns her listeners into better humans. I love how she is the best mix of genuinely caring and brutally honest in a way that has her listeners' absolute best interests at heart. Thank you, Kayla, for all you do. It does not go unnoticed. Oh my gosh. That is the best, like, thing somebody could say to me. I'm so glad that you feel how much I care for you guys. Every single one of you guys listening in, like, I pray before I do each podcast because I want you guys to know how much you matter to this world and that every action that you take is for a reason. The fact that you're breathing right now is for a purpose because you are here to impact the world and the people around you. So seriously, thank you for listening to this. Thank you for sharing, for leaving a review. That's how we get into more people's ears. And this is how we impact the world and help people experience more financial freedom. You guys are amazing. I love you guys just like seriously so much. Okay. So we're talking sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. And, you know, I wanted to talk about this subject because I feel like a lot of people are paralyzed because they're scared of experiencing failure. Because for us as a young kid, you know, when you start to do something and you do it wrong, you're kind of told to stop doing it, not try again, right? Like if you weren't good the first time at basketball, it was like, oh, let's try a different sport, right? Because that's just a lot of people's fixed mindset instead of being focused on the growth mindset. So I want all of you guys to be focused on growing. Life is about learning and it's not about losing. It's about learning. So we're going to talk about 4 lessons that we can experience during a quote unquote loss or a quote unquote failure. Okay. And all of you guys listening to this are successful in your own right. But I'm pretty certain that every single one of us, including me, has experienced a failure in their life. And if not once, maybe quite a couple of times. I know for me, it's been several times this year alone. Okay. So if you've experienced failure, if you're driving right now, you know, just give yourself a pat on the back, just a little tap, tap. If you're on the gym and you're running on the treadmill while you're listening to this, you know, just increase the speed up a little bit. okay. So we've all experienced loss or a failure. Okay. I know I didn't just like drop the mic right now. We know that in order to become successful, you've got to experience it. And you're in great company if you've experienced some failure. But if you've experienced failure, you've probably also experienced some pain. So let's talk about the lessons today that you can learn from pain. I don't know about you, but when you're losing, maybe in business, maybe in your relationship, in, you know, a goal in some way, shape, or form, does it feel like everything hurts? I know for me, like when I'm not winning in my personal or professional life, I feel like I'm losing at everything. And when I say the word loss, I'm not just talking about losing something, or worse, like losing someone. I've had that happen too. I'm talking about like those setbacks in our lives that we start lining up in the, oh man, I could have really lived without that happening column. Those kind of events, you know, they set you back. Losses hurt like so much because they cause you to become emotionally stuck. It's like a thorn just on the big toe inside your shoe. Every time you take a step, it reminds you of how painful this thing really is. And I know for me personally, and maybe you guys listening in right now, you may have like created your own like emotional prison and you're pouting inside of that prison right now. Losses can, they can leave you feeling defeated, and it triggers that feeling, not just of, oh, I failed at this, but you put it into your identity column and you start to say, I am a failure because of this. I am a failure because this business plan didn't work. I am a failure because I went through a divorce. You know, there's what happens to you and what you experience and what you create in your life is not who you are. That's the main thing. You guys can take away right now. Okay. Every single person experiences losses. They experience failure at some point in their life. Okay. And a lot of people, they become trapped in their failure. That's why you'll see that person that was like, you know, the valedictorian in high school. And then they go to college and they somehow get pregnant. And then they, you know, get a job at the gas station. Nothing wrong with working at the gas station. If you guys are working at the gas station listening in, I love you, but you don't want to stay there, right? You don't want to stay making minimum wage. You want to be doing more for your life. What I'm saying is this people that, you know, they're on this track for success. It's like, oh my gosh, they're probably going to, you know, be the president one day. And then something happens and they become trapped. So John Maxwell talks about several different traps. Okay. And one of them is the mistake trap. So this is when you experience a loss and then you become so fearful to do anything else in case you fail again. So these are the kind of losses that they hold you back. They freeze you in your spot. You don't want to make a move because you might fail again. And when you're in this trap, it's almost like you have this like trophy of failure that you're putting up for everyone to see. And for you to see often. So that way you can remember that you're a failure and you just need to stay there. Okay. Or here's another trap, the fatigue trap. Something goes wrong in your business, in your life, in your relationship, and you just get so tired. It's like, why even try? You've tried so much and nothing's changed. It takes so much work to get back up and go for it. These are the kind of losses in our life that they just really wear us out. And trust me, I have had that, but you're not actually frozen. You just don't have any energy to try. And then there's the comparison trap. So many of you guys listening in, I know you struggle with this. I see this in the Facebook group. If you guys aren't in there, head to Mommy Millionaire Community and join us. But you know, it's this thinking, oh, I'm a coach and it's just a saturated market, blah, blah, blah. Someone else is more qualified than I am. And I want all of you guys to understand there's always going to be somebody that's bigger, faster, has better hair, smarter, has nicer clothes, has the college degree, is, you know, more financially successful than you. Or you could even just call them luckier than you. And it might be that person that you're running next to on the treadmill right now. Just smile at him and say, you're so much better than me. Because we're always thinking that in our heads, right? We're always like trying to find in that person the reasons why they're better than us and to make us feel inferior. So let's get into this. There's also a timing trap. You know, it's not the right time. I've always wanted to write a book, but it's not the right time. Oh, I've always wanted to start a podcast, but it's not the right time. So you convince yourself to just wait it out and wait for the perfect time. But guess what? You're not frozen. You could make a move, but it's never going to be the right time for you if you're stuck in the time trap. This is my new favorite thing to do. Next time I ask somebody like, oh, when are you going to start that thing? When are you going to start your business? And they say someday, I'm going to ask them to look at their watch and tell me when someday strikes. Like, when is that someday coming? If you haven't noticed, like, I know this is so corny, but someday is literally not a day of the week. So if you're living in that paradise of someday I'll do this, someday I'll invest in real estate, you know, I'm sure you felt, you know, you just feel blah when you're stuck in that trap. And then there's, oh, this is the thing that really gets me. These people that are trapped in the inspiration trap. I just don't feel like doing anything right now. I'm so unmotivated. I'm just tired. And, you know, I just feel frozen, tired, hoping someday strikes. I just need more inspiration, something to really get me in alignment, you know, with where I'm going, you know? Okay. So tell everybody right now, here's your inspiration. You failed. You made a mistake. It hurts. You don't feel good. Okay. It's time to act yourself into feeling inspired. Duh, let's go. Let's get this thing on the road. That's when that alter ego effect comes into play. Like, become the most inspirational person in the room. Become the person that inspires the heck out of yourself, right? I mean, I could go on and on about these stinking traps, you guys. Like, seriously, there's like 10 of them we could go through. You know, there's so many reasons we get trapped after a failure. But the thing is that I want you guys to realize is you're never actually trapped. That's an actual illusion. It's not real. You could probably list a ton of ways right now that you could sink your future. But what we're going to talk about right now is we're going to talk about how you're going to start winning at the game of life, because life is a game. And I want you to take this very, very seriously. You know, I was taking a yoga class the other day and the yoga girl said, says, each time you judge yourself, you break your own heart. The most important person you will ever talk to is yourself. So be careful what you say. The most important person you will evaluate is yourself. So be careful what you think. The most important person you will love is yourself. So be careful what you do. You only actually experience a loss if you learn nothing from it. Honestly, that's the only way you can lose at life. Because if you learn from a failure, you're still winning at the game because you're going to get better for next time. The more rapidly you experience like losses and failures, honestly, it's going to change the speed of your success. Losses will change the way that you succeed. Losses affect people who are part of your success. You know, like when we've lost money, I mean, of course that affects my family. All of the losses like that you could experience, the most devastating, the most harmful is the one that you can learn nothing from. So let's talk about how do we find our way to learn from these losses. There are a ton of like really awesome ways that you can go about like seeking understanding from a loss and finding a solution. So that way, if you come across the same problem in the future, you start another business, whatever you do, you'll know how to do better next time. So anytime you're ready to learn, from the loss. You have to start from a place of humility. And I don't mean being humiliated. That's a big difference between humility and being humiliated. Being humiliated is something that happens to us. But having humility is something we choose for ourselves. Humility is truly the spirit of learning. Humility is the source, the very spirit and soul of learning from our losses. There's a proverb in the Bible that says, pride goes before a fall. And to me, the lesson is that there's a clear connection between pride and failing. And it's not the kind of pride that occurs like when you're pleased with, you know, how things turned out. This is the kind of pride that thinks about yourself too much. And pride will always get in the way when you're doing it for you and for your glory. Pride isn't thinking too much about yourself. Pride is thinking about yourself too much. And like, those are the narcissistic people we know. But a lot of people in this day and age, and I find myself in this trap, I do think about myself too much. I'm like, oh, what are people going to think? What are, oh my gosh, what if this thing fails? Oh my God, people are not going to take me serious. Blah, 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 blah. Who cares? That's my pride getting in the way. I'm not going to listen to it. Pride is deeply concerned about who is right. Okay. And humility is concerned with what is right. If you guys are experiencing a loss, like pride can produce very, very damaging, limiting beliefs. It'll make you blame others for your failures. I've been there, done that. Someone else is wrong. Someone else messed this up for me. Pride will make you not take ownership in the situation. You'll go, oh, well, you know, I did everything right and it was just the timing. It was just this. You'll blame everything else around it instead of taking ownership with what you could have just done better. Right? And then you don't learn. You don't learn when you're doing that, you guys. Another way that we can show pride is if we're closed-minded, you know, where we're just like, that's just the way I am and I'm not changing. It's my way or the highway, baby. Dude, I used to be so bad about this years ago. When we're prideful human beings, it causes so much insecurity in us because we think we have this like certain image to uphold. We seek to get all the credit. And as you're listening to me say all this, it's human nature right now to be thinking about somebody else. We're going, oh yeah, I know somebody that's like that. I know somebody that's super prideful. But what I want you to do is really think about you in this equation, right? This lesson is for you specifically listening in right now. Okay? Because we all can experience a level of pride that can be harmful for us. Pride will make you isolate yourself. It'll make you separate yourself from other people. You get out of touch with reality. So step into humility. Humility will bring everything back into focus and it'll make you go from good, from just an okay speaker, an okay coach, to a great, amazing, fantastic coach. So accept humility as part of your lesson. You're going to find that you can make all of the changes necessary in order to not make those mistakes again. And you start to value other people. And you also let yourself experience grace even when you are winning. So Albert Hubbard said, a failure is a man who has blundered but is not able to cash in on the experience. Ooh, dang. Write that down, you guys. Write that down. Humility will allow you to find the truth about our losses. Humility makes us ask the question, what did I contribute to this loss? And how can I avoid this in the future? Okay, so this is so incredibly important because when it comes to your success, you're gonna wanna take radical responsibility for that, right? You're gonna own that stuff. When it comes to our mistakes, sometimes we wanna push it off on other people. But if you just say humility and say, okay, what could I have done better? everything starts to change. I want you guys to think about some of the greatest inventions in human history. I'm not talking about the artificial heart or, you know, the printing press. No. I'm talking about things that have actually changed human history. Like, let's say Post-it notes. Do you know that the glue for Post-it notes was actually an attempt to make the strongest glue known to mankind? Like, imagine that. A couple years back, however long ago it was, you're trying to invent the strongest thing ever known. And you literally achieve the exact opposite. Like, legit, like Post-it notes are like, that ain't strong glue. I mean, could you imagine what a failure you would have felt like? Like, gosh, this thing sucks. You're sitting over at dinner with your babe and you're like, well, babe, like, I failed. We're going to be millionaires. I mean, it's crazy. It turns into be the greatest invention in the world. Like, how many of you guys have Post-it notes in every drawer in your house? Is that just me? And I know I just had to buy them for a bunch of my kids. Like, it set out to be something completely different. And then it set out to change history, legitimately. It changed history and the way people take notes. And oh my gosh, it's so amazing. It's so amazing. With the right attitude, with the right perspective, with enough humility, even your failures can become the source of your greatest successes. Write that down. So we need to develop humility. This is going to take us to the next thing, improvement, right? How do we get better? Improvement is, okay, I'm learning to get better. Why are we learning through our losses and failures? Because we want to be a better person. We want to be a better business person. We want to be a better wife. We want to be a better friend. When most people fail and they find themselves in this need to like get better, they usually respond with the word up. Okay. And I want you guys to think about this. They blow up, they cover up, they back up, or they give up. They blow up in anger. How many of you guys have done that, right? Something goes wrong and you know what? I'm just going to freaking freak out on everybody. Whew. You know, Kayla Kraft has done these things, you guys. Okay. Or we cover up and make excuses like, oh, we blame it on our coworker. We blame it on our business partner. It's all their fault. Or they back up and they isolate themselves from the world. And if all three of those things don't work, then they just give up, right? They're just desperate and in despair. They're just over it. I'm done. I got to ask you guys another question. Clearly, I did my history here. But did you know that the Stone Age did not end because people ran out of stones? No. Someone found something better. Someone improved. Improving yourself is the first step to improving everything else. And I'm not saying like this as like a popular term in self-improvement. I'm talking about like improving yourself so you can improve your world. Okay. Losses are just a confirmation that improvement is needed. And we all have that in our lives. So you want to be a better spouse? Be a better spouse. If you want a better job, be a better worker. If you want a better country, be a better citizen. But so many of us get scared because improvement requires for us to move from our safety net, our comfort zone, which really, if you think about it, that comfort zone is an actual illusion. It's an illusion of security that will never move us forward. If we stay the same, we will never move forward. Clearly, duh, end of story. And if you're really in the improvement game and going to the next level, like you're not going to be satisfied with a quick fix. And I remember like several years back, I was diagnosed with destination disease. You know, I was doing just enough to get by in my network marketing business. I was coasting through $800,000 a year, you know, I was coasting through. I didn't want to look in the mirror and see the things that Kayla needed to change to step up my leadership in order to fix the problem. But guess what happens? the more you resist it, the more it persists in your life, and it started to bleed down into other areas in my life, and my income started to drop. And you can find yourself in kind of a plateau in life, right? And you just decide, you know, I'm good here. I'm good. Like, you know, it's just not worth the effort to try to grow as a person. Some people think of a plateau as like, it's just a place to recharge. But I'm telling you right now, a plateau will lead to a freaking landslide. You don't want to be there. You want to be on the up and up. And I was thinking about this the other day because I was watching one of my videos on Instagram. I know that's weird that I watch my videos, but you know, look, I'm trying to improve. And the subject was okay is not okay. And I mean, seriously think about this question, you guys. Seriously, do we have enough mediocrity surrounding us yet? Like, are you fed up with it enough? You know, because a lot of you guys, like, you're looking around at everybody else around you, and just because you make like a buck more than them an hour, you think you're a success. It's actually, you're living a mediocre life because you're worth so much more. You're called to do so much more. But because you're surrounded by people that are okay, you think you're freaking doing good. When you know deep down, and if that just pinged something inside of you, like, you know, I'm talking to you. You know you're capable of so much more, and you need to get out of your comfort zone and start improving. And improving isn't just like it's a once in a year thing. It's an everyday thing. It's small steps day after day after day. And they're intentional steps that you're taking. It's a daily commitment that you're making to yourself. Becoming a better person, improving yourself does not happen by accident. It's through you contemplating ways to improve yourself until you can see yourself at that successful place you know you're capable of getting to. But first, you have to decide you're worth improving. And I want you just to declare it right now. Maybe you're in your car. Maybe you're, you know, I don't know, walking the bike path. But I want you to say right now, it is time to become the best version of me. Say it out loud. It is time to become the best version of me. And after you're done listening to this podcast, I want you to think of one single area in your life that you can improve. Don't try to do it all at once. Pick one little area. Maybe it's your physical, maybe it's your social, maybe it's your career, but pick one area and say, I'm going to be the best version here. And then guess what happens? It bleeds into the other areas because you are intentional about your life. When you experience a loss, I want you guys to just learn as fast as you can. Don't wait it out and think, oh, I'm gonna take a couple months to learn this freaking lesson. No, freaking learn it that day. What can you do? Reflect on it. And make being a mediocre person an actual disease. That's what I would say, okay? To me, average is a disease. I don't want any part of it. You're average, stay away. Nope. That is contagious. It is. It is so contagious. It is my biggest fear to be average. I do not have time to be average, and neither do any of you guys listening in right now. You can be the best version of yourself, okay? Oh, I get fired up, which brings me to my next point. Have any of you guys ever seen the Rocky movies? I remember the theme song. It still gives me goosebumps. So if you remember the Rocky movies, you remember Clubber Lang, you know, Mr. T. Yeah, you remember, I pity the fool. He was Rocky's opponent in Rocky 3. So you probably remember his one word response when a reporter asked him his prediction for the fight against Rocky. He looked right at the camera as saying in that deep Mr. T voice, pain. Hopefully that was a good impression. Pain. There have been so many events in my life and in yours as well, that if someone would have asked me that at that very event, what the prediction for you going through that even would be, I'm sure it would have looked at the camera and said pain. We have all experienced some type of adversity. You know, we've all experienced a deep wound in our life. And sometimes it feels like a crippling adversity. How do I get through this? What in the world was that? We've all experienced adversity, but we all don't respond in the same way. Okay. So think about nature's way of responding to adversity. When things get hot, some vegetables are placed in boiling water. When the hotter is hot enough, the vegetables respond a lot like we do, right? When you put a carrot in boiling water, the carrot goes soft. Some, when life presses in and adversity begins to take its toll on us, some respond by going all soft, wilted, squishy. You've seen these people. I know you have. When things get really hard, they end up just not being able to handle it and they just check out and they lose all influence over their own issues. They release all control over their own responses and they just pile up in a puddle in the corner. They're done. They've tapped out. And I know we have a lot of metaphors in here, you know, but you can recognize these people. When you ask them how things are, they respond with, well, you know, I'll make it through. It's been better. But they always start with like a poor me statement, right? And I can't stand this. I used to see this all the time in network marketing. I'm like, I can smell these people like from a mile away now. I'm like, nope, do not enroll with me. Okay, I don't got time for that. But some folks, some of them, when the water in their own lives gets to a high boil, these folks, they respond like an egg. They harden. Their shell gets all crumbly, but they harden on the inside. They think they're facing their problems head on. You know, they're becoming callous, cynical, and sometimes even mean. You can hear them. And this used to be me so much. Oh my gosh, nothing hurts me. You think you have it bad? Oh yeah, well, you should hear what I've been through. Right? How many of you guys know those people? Maybe you're that person, right? You're just like, tough. I'm a tough person because I've had so many problems in my life. I was so me until my defense mechanism didn't work anymore. And I was miserable because of it. Hardness makes you miserable. It really does. So I want you guys to think about like this. If you've experienced adversity this year, why don't we respond like a coffee bean? Okay? So what do coffee beans taste like after being exposed to boiling water? Dude, they make everything taste better. They make the air taste better. Everybody loves the smell of coffee. They love the taste of coffee. If you don't, you're cry, cry. But no, seriously, imagine responding to the struggle in your life, to the loss, to the failure, whatever you want to call it. Like things are getting heated, okay? And things are happening. They're totally outside of your control. Okay. And you think that they're trying to harm you. Okay. But I want you to take another perspective. I want you to think, what if this is making everything around me better? What if it's heating up to make everything around me better? Okay. So we're not ignoring the problems. We're speaking about a willful decision to do whatever you can to make the boiling water taste freaking better. James Allen, the famous author who wrote As a Man Thinketh, said, circumstance does not make the man. It reveals him to him. Allen was just affirming that adversity does not have to form your character, okay? And I want you guys to think, like, how has adversity affected you? Are you a carrot who gets freaking soft? Can't deal with life anymore. I just can't deal today. Are you an egg? That was so me. Or can you decide right now to be the coffee bean? You know, if you're struggling with, you know, problems in your relationship, problems at your job, problems in your marriage, whatever you're struggling with, can you decide to be the person who will make everything around you just taste better? Your road to success, you guys, it may not even be a freaking road. It might be an attitude change. When times are trying, that is not the time to stop trying. When you decide to change the flavor of your surroundings, it will only open doors you never knew existed. And you might even create a success that no one had even considered. Cue post-it notes. I know for a fact that there could be great profit in pain. But there are also two things I know about pain. Everybody will experience it and no one likes it. But successful people, they expect pain and they plan for the pain. They know it's coming. You guys, it's a part of the process. So make it your stepping stone to the best life ever. And I want you guys to write this down. This is so good. So, so good. Pain is not always optional, but misery is. You don't have to be miserable. Okay, you can be happy. May God grant you with enough foolishness to believe that you can make a difference in this world so that you can do what others claim is impossible. So we're talking about humility. We've talked about improving yourself. And we talked about, you know, changing your response to adversity. The catalyst of our learning is sometimes adversity. But we always, always, always must be learning, even when you don't feel like you're winning. Winning isn't everything, but learning is. Bill Gates said, "Success is a lousy teacher and makes smart people think they can't lose." Whoa, baby. Yes. Yes. So while we're making our losses and failures a source of learning, we need to also learn from our successes too. There are times when winning can actually become a distraction to success. You know, there are ways that we turn our success into big fat failures. Every achievement must have a learning experience. Every time Cooper wins a game, we always still ask him, "What'd you learn?" Right? We don't just celebrate with him. We say, "What'd you learn? What can you do better?" So like make that a part of your life. Like no matter if you can't live on yesterday's success. If yesterday went great, you hit your goal, blah, blah, blah. Yesterday is done and gone, girl. What can you learn moving on to the next thing? Okay. Know that anyone who takes these approaches to their own success is winning at life, honestly. You know, I found myself like probably, yeah, it was like 5 years ago when Channing was a brand new newborn. And I had this like been there, done that approach in my life. And I was at this place where basically I let my milestone become my tombstone. I was like, I have arrived. I was just chilling. I was at the plateau and I wanted it. Maybe you've done that. Maybe yesterday was a huge success. Maybe you just became a millionaire. Dude, kudos to you. Keep learning, keep finding ways to find ways to keep on going. Okay. So there's a sure sign that you're about to experience failure when you're telling people about your successes than actually pursuing them. So, whoa, that was good. You know, it's like you go to those things and oh my God, this was so funny. The other day, somebody was telling me about his high school days and he's like 60. I was like, okay, yeah. Yep. That's when you know you're stuck in yesterday. That's when you're stuck in yesterday. Like, let's focus on what you did today. You know what I'm saying? Success doesn't guarantee another success. This is true. This is true. Each success is a single event that came from so much preparation. The next success will take the same. And I can tell you that for hands down, like creating a seven-figure brand out of Mommy Millionaire, I learned a lot and I did it a lot quicker than the first time I created a seven-figure brand, but it took just as much hard work, just as much skill, and just as much failure. So don't think that you can just inherit success because you've been there, done that, right? There's those one-hit wonders, and I don't want any of you guys to be a one-hit wonder. We can't be built on yesterday. We can't live off of yesterday. I just want to urge all of you to never stop being a student. Like whatever you do, never stop learning. Always look at like questioning your beliefs, right? And knowing that you could probably always be doing more than what you're currently doing, okay? Success is going to take risk. sometimes a small amount, and sometimes a huge amount. But success means we have to get out of our comfort zone and actually do something. Success happens when we go out of our comfort zone and we act in our areas of strength. We act on our areas of strength. My number one strength is being futuristic. And if you guys haven't taken your test to know what it is, go to StrengthsFinder. There's a ton of StrengthsFinder coaches. I've had Emily Brummond on the podcast about a year ago, and she's a strengths coach. She's awesome to work with. But instead of focusing on your weaknesses, that is a freaking trap in itself. Focus on your strength. Like, I know my futuristic is my number one strength. Dude, I'm a visionary. I don't need to be doing anything else but being a visionary, right? Casting the vision, helping other people cast the vision. All the other stuff, details and all that kind of stuff, that is for somebody else. Like, I'm not even going to try to get better at that. But I am going to try to be a better futuristic visionary every single day. That is the success edge. When you can focus on your strengths and stop trying to fix your weaknesses, okay? But I love this quote. John says this all the time. First I fail, then I learn, then I succeed. When we live from our strengths and we release our need for comfort and learn to take a risk, success is just around the corner. Have faith that success is just around the corner, okay? There's so many things that can happen when we fail and when we lose. But I want you to think about it this way. We can fail and we can win. That is the new perspective. Okay. That is the new perspective. I have loved doing this podcast for you guys. I'm obsessed with all of John Maxwell's books. And no, I'm not affiliated or, you know, get paid for recommending any of his books, but there is not one that I do not love. And, you know, he's just a true, like, just steward of leadership and just helping so many people across the world become better at influencing themselves and then influencing other people. So I hope you guys learned a little something from today, just knowing that, hey, you got to experience the failure. You've got to experience the adversity in order to get there. You know, every master was once a disaster. There's been thousands of people I've talked to over the last 8 years in order to create the success in my life and whatever it was that I was selling, you know, and I sucked at first. I wasn't good at first. But you do it enough times and you get better and better. You're not going to get, you know, you will get better by doing role play. I'll tell you that. Like, role play will help you, right? That's practice. But there is nothing like just straight getting out of your comfort zone and doing the thing that scares you that you know is going to move the needle in your business, which is talking to people. It's always talking to people. It's always serving and adding value to people, which can sometimes be so scary because we don't know how they're going to respond, right? But you've got to just do it. You've got to put yourself out there and, you know, learn as you go. Learn as you go, girl. I am a student of life. I am 100% committed to always growing, to never being okay with where I'm at. And I hope every single one of you guys decide right now, you guys could say it out loud, write it down. I am allergic to average. I cannot be that person. I am addicted to success. I am addicted to my next highest self. Like, who is that person? That's how I'm showing up in the world today, right? And get freaking pumped. Get freaking pumped to be that person. You guys, if you need help growing your leadership, head over to my Instagram. Tell me you want to apply for the Network Marketing Bootcamp. Maybe it's too late. Maybe you're listening to this a year later and we don't have that going on, but head over to mommymillionaire.co. We have some cool free resources for you. I have a free ebook you can download all about getting more customers to say yes to you all by being yourself. I love you guys so, so much. And I appreciate you guys listening into this. If you learned something, tag your girl on Instagram and let me know what you learned. Love you guys so much.
Thank you for listening to the Mommy Millionaire podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to mommymillionaire.co. Make sure to follow Mommy Millionaire on Spotify and subscribe on iTunes. And it would mean the world to me if you left a 5-star review of the show. And as always, ladies, go out there and get what you want.